name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 23rd of September 2009 and the time is 11:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Megs Louise Owen. I'm 48, from Llandudno Junction in North Wales, but I'm originally from Wolverhampton.
And have you travelled to London especially today for your hour?
I have, yes. Yeah, but I came yesterday and I'm staying with friends in Croydon, but I'm going home today later on. Okay.
And when you arrived in the square and saw the plinth in action with someone up there, was it how you imagined it would be?
Well, I arrived sort of from the top end and it was a lot smaller than I thought, but then I knew that there were steps and it was sort of higher than it actually looked from the top. But no, it was quite exciting to see it, really. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about going in the
plinth? I'm fine now. Now I've sat in here, you know, in the hospitality room. It's been fantastic. Yeah, you've all been really nice. And I feel okay now, yeah. Yeah, I was very nervous this morning when I woke up, but just now I'm fine. Yeah, fine. Just quite excited.
What was it about the project when you first heard about it that appealed to you and made you want to take part?
Probably the show-off element, I think, more than anything, you know. I am a bit of a show-off, though I'm sort of quite shy in other ways, so it just depends, but... It was just impromptu. I had a friend who was on there in July, well, sort of an acquaintance who was on there in July, and I sort of thought, oh, that's a good idea. So, and never thought, you know, I applied, never thought anything of it really, never thought that I'd actually get a place. But then when I did, I was just so excited. But then sort of like a couple of weeks ago, I thought, oh, what have I done? But then I'm here now, that's it, done.
And did the person that you know that went on the plinth offer you any guidance, information, advice?
Just to be prepared, really. Prepared, you know, if you have paper, because of paper will fly everywhere and stuff like that, really. That was all, just to be prepared, you know, but there's only sort of some preparation that you can do, really. Yeah, that's all.
And what is your understanding or interpretation of what that hour is about for each individual?
Possibly just to show some part of your personality, really. But I do feel as if it's for other people as well, because it's part of an arts, you know, project. And I'm quite aware that it's part of an Anthony Gormley project. So I feel as if it's for everybody, really. But, you know, you're sort of interpreting your own personality into that hour, really.
And who are you doing this?
I'm doing it for me, really. I'm doing it for me, you know. I'm doing it just to show a little bit of what I like to do, really. You know, it's sort of some of my passions are coming, are going to be sort of through just that hour, really. So, you know, but I've got family and friends, lots of family and friends watching at home, you know, on the internet. So I am really just doing it for me, really, but a bit of a show-offy thing as well.
And have you thought a lot about how you want to spend the hour, or did you know what you wanted to do?
No, I have thought a lot. I hadn't got a clue for a while. So it's something that I did think about, and because I'm doing sort of recycling and sort of bringing some of my passions into it, festivals, and I love camping. And and a friend, do you want me to say what? Yeah. A friend of mine, she was actually... throwing a tent away. It was ripped, it was past repair, really, and the poles were all broken and everything, and it just sort of like a light bulb came on and thought, that's what I'll do, I'm going to make something out of that tent and wear it. And that's what I've actually done, you know. I've actually made an outfit out of a tent.
And is that what exactly will you be doing on the
bit? Well, I've actually got some information. When I first go on there, I'm going to be dressed in festival gear, sort of stuff, clothes what I wear for festivals, and then when I get up there, I'll change into my tent outfit, and sort of talk about, because I'll be talking to people online really, rather than, you know, the public here, because I don't feel like shouting. And I'll, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh yeah, and then I've got some information about recycling, and I'll just sort of put some facts out and talk about recycling a bit, really.
And then when you get changed into your other outfit, what will you be doing? Will you be just chatting to people, or are you just
going to? Yeah, well, I'll do a bit of both, really. I think I'll chat a little bit, but I want to take some time to actually, you know. For myself, just to see what it's, you know, feel everything, really, the atmosphere. Yeah.
And why have you chosen to do what you're doing?
Probably mainly because one of my passions is art, and even though, you know, I know about Anthony Gormley, and you know, I've followed some of his projects and what have you. I don't know an awful lot, but he's quite a big name in art, really, you know. So and it's what art is one of my passions, and it's part of an arts project, and I just really wanted to be part of that project, really, you know. Sort of in another way, it's a bit like having a portrait in a gallery of yourself, maybe, you know, but this is sort of more of a live portrait.
And that you say art's a passion of yours, is that as a consumer, or are you someone who is creating?
Not a consumer, no, yeah. I've just recently finished a BA in applied arts, and I've been doing that for, 14 years, I think it must be. I started an art foundation about 14 years ago, and my children were very small then, and I could just do part-time, but previous to that I was a hairdresser, and I just really, when I had my children, I just really wanted to change. I wanted to change my career. I wanted, you know, I'd had enough of the hairdressing. Even though it was a creative thing to do, I'd just had enough of it, really, and I wanted to do, I was just interested in, you know, even drawing, embroidery, you know, sort of machine embroidery and modern stuff, really. And just over the years, I've done different courses, and then I did a HND in design craft, and then I had a break for a couple of years from that, and then wasn't sure what I wanted to do. After that, and then I found a course, because where I live in North Wales, there's not an awful lot of courses available, but I found a course which was a foundation degree, and that enabled me to do a degree, really, which is what my ultimate goal was, to get the degree. Because years ago, when I was on my foundation, art foundation, and then friends of mine had got their degrees years and years ago, you know, 10, 12 years ago. And I was just lagging behind many, many years. But this year I actually accomplished it, and I actually got my BA, because I did my final year. I had to go to a different college, a university, to do my final year and to gain my degree. And I did it, you know, so I'm really, really chuffed with that, really. Yeah, pleased with myself.
And had it been something that you'd always wanted to do, or was there a trigger when you had your children and you decided that you wanted to change?
It was a change, yeah, it was a trigger. It was, I think, you know, probably if I hadn't have had my children, I wouldn't have done it. I had my children, started having my children quite late. I was 27 when I had my first daughter, which is quite late, really. But I'd had a career, you know, I'd had quite a few years of quite a nice career, really. Hairdressing, and then it was, I had my daughter, then I had my son, and then I had another son within the space of, you know, six years it was. So and it was then that sort of, when my youngest was 2.5, I really decided that I wanted to do something. I had a friend who was doing a foundation, an arts foundation. And I remember seeing her dirty hands once, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Oh, I'm printmaking." come and try it, you know. And anyway, so I went and spoke to the guy who was running it at the time, and he just said, yeah, yeah, come along. I've got no portfolio, I'd got nothing, you know. And he just said, just have any, you know, we just want somebody who's interested, really. And it just, art just became a passion of mine. I mean, I was brought up very working class, you know, you don't do anything, that sort of thing, you know. Arts programs were just all a load of rubbish. And but I just can't believe that the transformation, really, that I've had from my upbringing to how I am now, really, you know. So yeah.
And that was the first time, was it, that you ever experienced
yeah it was. I was 35. Yeah.
And what is it that you like about it?
Oh, that's a difficult question, isn't it? I don't know, it's just passionate. I don't know, it's I can go to a gallery and get quite overwhelmed. I mean, with Pre-Raphaelites and that, I can just get quite overwhelmed by it. I don't know, I mean, I like modern art, I like lots of, you know, eclectic art. I really can't answer that question. You know, I find that quite a difficult question to ask, to answer, sorry.
And has it had a positive influence on your life, do you think, of being able to go back to study and having art in your life? You said it's quite a change to the life.
Yeah.
How is it different?
I think, you know, conversation wise, really, I can have a better rapport with somebody. There's always something you can talk about if you with fellow, you know, artists or you know, people who have the same like-minded people. And also, you know, when I was doing my foundation degree, the last started 3 years ago, I've just met so many wonderful people. And I mean, I know it sounds corny and cheesy, but, you know, we're just all still, there's about 14 of us, and we're still all really great mates. And it's just been something that's really changed my life, you know, that, you know, you can talk about anything to do with what you're passionate about, really, I suppose. And it's really, it's just so different. Sorry, I don't want to waffle on about things.
And so is it something that you want to make a living from now, or is it a hobby? Have you been in full-time study?
No. I've been in full-time study. Unfortunately, I'm unemployed now. Living in North Wales, there's not really an awful lot of arts projects going on. I'd like to work with community arts, which I have done before. I've worked in facilitating workshops and that sort of thing with a local arts group. But we don't have an awful lot going on. Funding's a problem, you see. There's not an awful lot of funding in North Wales as opposed to South Wales, you know. There's quite a lot of funding. So, but I may be in a year or two. My youngest son's 15, he's 16 soon, and he's coming up to his GCSEs, and I might sort of think about if he's going on to college or university, well, college it'll be for his A-levels, I'm thinking of maybe moving more towards England a bit, you know, Chester Way or something like that, because there's a lot more going on. But at the moment, I'm just looking for any sort of ordinary work, really, because there isn't an awful lot of work where I live, and it's a bad time, you know, in these unsteady climates, really, you know.
What is it that took you to Wales from Wolverhampton?
Well, my sister lived in North Wales, and I was always very close to my sister, and we used to see each other really regular. And it was just, I don't know, we just had a bit of a turning point. I wasn't getting on very well with my ex-partner, and there was, I just decided that I think maybe it might be time to move on, really. It was the obvious place to go and live, because it was by my sister, and my sister knew the places and everything. And Wolverhampton, where I'm from, it was getting a bit rougher and what have you. And it was just, I thought, well, for my children, it might be better just to move out for a while. I just thought it was going to be temporary, but it's, you know, I mean, we've lived there for 10 years now. But I'm so pleased that we did move, and that I did decide to move. but now I've got most of my family live in North Wales anyway, within the space of, what, 20 minutes of each other. So it's all turned out good.
What are the things that are important to you at the moment in your life?
I'd have to say my granddaughter and my grandson. You know, I've got my eldest daughter's 21, she's got a partner, and they live about 20 miles away from me, but we see them quite regular. And my granddaughter's just like, she's nearly four, just a little inspiration, really. I find that, you know, I really like being a nana, I love it. So I suppose if asking that question, that's probably the most important thing, but also trying to get work.
What do your family think about you going on the
plinth? Oh, fantastic. They think it's great. I mean, my sons were a bit, you're not doing that. Oh, no. And they thought, you know, don't phone the paper, don't do, you know. But then my other son said, oh, when can I, my eldest son is 19, and he was really surprised. He said, will I be able to watch it at another time other than that, you know, when, because I know it's on Sky Art, on the internet, and I said yeah. He said, oh, that's good. He said, because I was going to get a sickie and get the day off work. I said, no, you can just. So I thought, oh gosh, he wants to watch me, you know. At first it was, oh, don't do that, mother, you know. But no, they think it's fantastic. Yeah, they really do. Yeah.
What does the opportunity mean to you to be able to take part in this project?
I don't know, it's probably, I love coming to London, that's one thing. I think it's probably just part of being part of an art project. You know, it's reiterating that other question, really, about it.
Finally, if you remember on your profile for the website, you were asked to pick three words that describe you.
Oh, right.
What you put?
Was it good, impartial, and gobby? I think that was what it was. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. I know you need to get ready, so
thank you.
We'll leave it there. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you.